You know, it's,
I know what you mean. Something like this, huh?
Yeah. It's like legs here and legs here.
Uh-huh.
And a... What would you call that? It's kind of like the bus that you were reaching, but, you know, different, because it had the board across the top.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they'd call that. We used to use one of those sometimes to play seesaw. That was when they, you know, when we knew somebody that had one, but I don't know what they'd call that, honey.
Uh-huh.
But I know what you're talking about, because I've seen carpenters use them, you know.
You would use those for seesaw?
Mm-hmm. Or put a board over it, you know, and use it for a seesaw.
If you saw a child playing on that with the seesaw, you'd say they were doing what?
Just seesawing back and forth, that's all.
Do you ever hear another name for seesaw, like teeter-totter or riding?
Something like that, yeah. I've seen another name for it. I don't know whether they call it a teeter-totter. Was that a name for something else?
Going back to the wood, what kind of wood, what do you call it, real rich wood you can use for starting a fire? Maybe made out of pine?
Yeah, pine. And, well, we used to just call it kindling.
Uh-huh.
Kindling wood, yeah. You'd chop that, we used to have to chop it fine, you know, to get, so it would be, and you'd pick out the kind of, the good wood.
Did kindling have to be pine?
Not necessarily. It could have been something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama used to tell us to pick out the pine and chop that because it ignited easier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And and we never did use much stone coal.
Stone coal?
Yeah.
What's that?
Stone coal is very, very hard. People use it. They used to use it in grates very often. It was very hard coal.
Mm-hmm.
Stone is really what it was. It was black stone coal.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now, you see, we used to use charcoal.
Mm-hmm. The saw?
Yeah, the woody stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I think I've seen the, it's so... commercially or something.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I haven't seen charcoal in so long. They have charcoal briquettes and things like that. Yeah. But we used to buy charcoal. You'd buy it by the buckets, and we used to have a furnace that you would when people would that did boil their clothes to get them, be sure and get them white. And you used to buy a furnace, and then you'd start this fire with the charcoal, you see. And that would bring the water to a boil and everything. You'd set your tub on top of there. And I had a little cousin that backed into one of those. Her mother was washing one day, and she had a tub of clothes on the furnace. And this little child, I think she was 5, 6, 7 years old, something like that. And she backed into it. And she died. She, they said the clothes, the flesh came off with the clothing, you know. And it was really a terrible thing. But,